Now, one thing that is possible is selecting that great Christmas gift idea for our loved ones. You've got some last-minute tech ideas for us this morning.
I do, and all of these suggestions are up on the website. I've put the last couple of weeks up there, and these ones will be joining it as well. Why not buy a Polaroid camera? There's a blast from the past, isn't it, Lee?
It sure is, yeah. Might have one of those tucked away in the cupboard somewhere.
You can still buy them, people. Say you've got the novelty of printing a photo on the spot. They're about $298. If you're after a smartwatch, there are only two brands that you should really buy, which is the Apple Watch, that starts at $599, or a Fitbit, which starts at $178. They are the two leads. The Apple Watch really is the leading smartwatch in the world, but if you're not on an Apple device, buy Fitbit. Digital photo frame, they're about $120. Load all the photos up. Great gift idea, especially if you give it to grandparents. Kids won't particularly like it, I've got to say, or mum or dad or somebody, $120 for that. Oh, finally, a subscription to a streaming service. We've got subscriptions to Netflix, Paramount Plus, Disney Plus, Amazon Prime. It'll keep giving all year long.
Fair to say the Polaroid cameras of 2021 looks a little bit different than the one of 1982, but yeah, I know exactly what you're saying there. Great gift ideas there. Thanks for that, Richard. Now, what about emojis, the most popular for 2021?
Funny how we come along and we say this now, we're the most popular emoji from the year. First of all, you know, there is a company, it was a thing called the Unicord Consortium that people would never have heard of. They're actually a non-for-profit organisation. They're actually responsible for digitising the world's languages, emojis. So which emoji was the number one this year? Tears of joy face was used far more than any other one, which, you know what, that's actually quite fitting for 2021 because... everything that basically happened. So that actually accounted for 5% of all emoji use. Coming in second place was the heart emoji, and then there was a steep drop-off before the rolling on the floor laughing emoji came into that. The only sad emoji in the top 10 comes at number 5. So, you know, as far as emojis are concerned, we were pretty positive last year, which is good because, you know, lockdowns had to be lifted and people had to see their friends. I actually thought the laughing emoji would have been number one, but who didn't know? See
you. Well, let's hope nice positive news as we venture into 2022, eh?
Yeah, it'll be good, wouldn't it, Lee? So we all need a better year next year, people.
We do. Now, just wrapping up this week, Richard, basically it's a word of warning. Be careful what we're downloading. It could be malware.
Like the days of dodgy downloads are back, Lee. People searching for software from sites that have nothing to do with the makers of the software. So if you're looking for something, you know, that, let's say, video editing software as well, get it from the people who actually make it, not from third-party sites. Because researchers believe that victims are tricked into downloading the malware via malvertising, which is malicious online adverts that trick them into downloading fake installers of popular software onto their systems. As I said before, you should be looking for the legitimate ones, but sometimes you get tricked by advertising, Lee, as we all do, don't we?
Yeah, and as we always say, if it looks too good to be true, chances are it is.
Yeah, exactly right. So some of the software that people have been tricked into downloading includes fake versions of messaging apps such as Viber and WeChat and a popular video game like Battlefield. The installer doesn't install the advertised software, but actually installs three forms of malware: a password stealer, a backdoor into your system, and a malicious browser extension which enables key logging and taking screenshots of what you're looking at as well. So it'll go along and steal your banking passwords and anything on there. So you know what? If you're going to download some software, get it from the maker of that software, not from a third-party site.